Recovery's going as well as expected right now. I mean, not a whole lot right now, just kind of resting. But this week I'll start to finally get this off and this sling off, and can do some more stuff and start attacking the muscles around where everything's injured, and hopefully get back to 100%.
Can you tell us a little more about the injury and what the prognosis is?
Well, I actually hurt the shoulder back 11 years ago, junior, under 18s, and they told me then, they were like, you probably have another 5 years, and I squeezed out another six. So the last couple years, it's just gotten weak, and in the fight, as soon as he grabbed my shoulder, it just came out. So that was kind of the last straw. I mean, it's not fun fighting a guy like Cody McLeod with your dominant hand, dominant arm out of its socket. So I mean, it could have been worse. It could have clipped my chin, and maybe I would have had a concussion and a bad shoulder. So I mean, I got away from it lucky, but that was kind of the last straw. I figured it was time to get surgery and put a summer rehab together, and it's going to be nice to finally play a pro year with a good shoulder.
You say you felt you've been weakened by it significantly?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had a tear in there for a long time, and I mean, the trainers here did a great job. They told me right away they thought I should do the surgery. It was so made my decision easy, and I appreciate everything they've done for me this year, because I had a lot of injuries this year. I mean, I tore my MCL and patella and my left knee. Sidelined me for another 2 months. First shift in my first exhibition game, I tore some muscles off my ribs and cracked the end of my ribs off. So I had 3 MRIs this year with bad news in all 3 of them. So it was a tough year, but you build off of that and you get mentally stronger, and now you put a summer together where you put that all behind you.
Is it MCL and PCL tears, you said?
What's it called? Patella. And MCL, yeah. So, that wasn't too fun either. So, I mean, it's been a tough year, but it was a tough year for everyone. We had a lot of injuries. Sucks not making playoffs, but we can all get healthy now, and hopefully be better next year.
You have a unique perspective coming in this season, kind of seeing it all as kind of the start of a rebuild, I guess, a certain degree. What do you see from the team this year, and what kind of prognosis do you have for this team moving forward, and where do you think they're going to be in the next couple of years?
Well, I think the young guys are great players. I mean, I really had fun watching some of these guys play this year. Like, I mean, Patrick, Eels, J-Mo, even Shife's just, I mean, it was fun to watch those guys play. And then you got some great older guys, too, that had some great seasons. I mean, it was fun watching that. It's pretty special seeing Patty, an 18-year-old kid, score 36 goals. I mean, I played with Jonathan Huberdeau when he won Calder, but Patty was, it was special to watch that. We had a great group of guys. Really, really gelled well with everyone. So, I mean, it was awesome being here, and I was happy to be a part of the team.
Any more questions? Training camp, you think, or is there any long-term issue?
No, I should be fine well before training camp. The message I got in my meetings was it's going to be a competitive camp. I've been on teams that haven't made the playoffs before, and that's always the message, right? I mean, you got to get better, and you got to, I mean, as a player, you should be excited for competition. And I'm just excited to be healthy and to show them what I have, because I don't think I really ever did, because, I mean, I was hurt all year. I think I had 5 healthy games all year, maybe, in the 43 games I played. I mean, when you go through, miss all of camp, being on a new team, not knowing anyone, I mean, it just sucked. I mean, it. There's no way of putting it. It was just a brutal way to start the season. 10th game, you tear your knee apart, and I mean, it's just a lot of things like that. But those are the things that make you stronger as a person and make you mentally stronger. So, it is what it is, and I'm excited to get back next year and actually show the fans and you guys and my teammates and the coaching staff what I can actually do, and let's play a game with speed be more exciting than what I showed, I think.
You seem pretty frustrated. You're ready. You're like this before?
Not this many injuries, no. I mean, I've had a some injury seasons, but not like this. I felt good. Like, I had a good summer of training. I put a lot into it, and then to have a season like this, I mean, it sucks. But that's not gonna, I'm not gonna get down about it. I mean, it's part of the business, right? Like, it's just, this is what happens. We play sports and you get hurt. So I mean, whatever. I mean, all I can do now is get healthy and come to camp next year, and like they said, in my spot, be for a job, and hopefully I can show them what I'm made of.